Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick Allen and Richard Reese. Richard will be doing his land jokes tonight, right? You talked about that yesterday. You do land jokes all the time. Yes. Up there in Lincoln.
Duffy's.
What time does it start?
I think 9:30.
You and Richard, right?
You're yeah, Richard? And Mallory Wallace and Sam Bontrager.
All right. Yeah. You're in Lincoln area.
Nice.
Check him out.
You mentioned Richard because yesterday Richard didn't mention you at all.
I know. When he said he was playing that gig and he mentioned him at all. I know. I told him that. Big time in him. Podcast is called Dope
Cast. Dope Podcast.
Dope Podcast. Check it out on the cloud.
Maybe he doesn't think our audience is familiar with you.
Yeah. That must be.
You'll know this guy. Cat Williams phoned the program earlier.
Maybe I'm not on the show anymore and he just hasn't let me know.
Yeah.
Cat Williams, Great Americas on Netflix. We talked to Cat earlier this morning in case you missed that. It's on our podcast and you can pick up that on the. It's actually on the show, and then we podcast that later on Stitcher, iTunes, TNT, RadioEmpire.com.
That special is so funny.
I want to thank Raising Cane's, too, because I've had about 75 pieces of chicken today.
Oh, yeah. It's, several cups of the...
I know that major chains of food that's really good, including Raising Cane, doesn't use the... it's like crack, but that's how somebody should... Somebody should just do that ad.
Yeah.
Our chicken strips are like crack.
Chicken fingers.
Sorry. Chicken fingers are like crack.
Yeah, combined with that sauce,
it's yeah, yeah.
That sauce could come with a straw.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Crack's not good, but crack obviously is addictive. So it's just an addictive thing. These chicken fingers are addictive like crack.
In all the best ways.
In all the best ways
it's like
that crack
in
is.
All the good ways.
In all the good ways.
In all the ways that crack is good.
Yeah. But you keep your job.
That's right.
I think it would be more timely if you used the opioid reference.
True. True.
These chicken fingers are like Oxycontin.
They're like Oxycontin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's go with an easy one here. Uh-oh. Kid Rock and Lil Jon are both 47 today.
Oh, the word little might give it away there.
It might.
Kid Rock's taller?
Kid Rock is taller.
Lil Jon is 5'6".
Kid Rock's taller.
Kid Rock is 6 feet.
Right. I didn't think he was that tall.
Nor I.
The American badass.
See, Craig gave you 6 inches there.
Yes, he did. And I didn't like it. I did not like it.
Were you not prepared for
I
that?
I wasn't prepared for 6 inches. I like when he gives me an inch. Give me an inch, I'll take six. That comment.
Yeah.
That old saying. Give me an inch, I'll take six.
The Sundance Film Festival is recognizing the national push to stop.
Push. Push or puss?
Puss?
Yes. Yeah.
The national puss.
The national puss.
Well,
that is actually really not a good thing to say in this story.
Oh, really?
No. Yes. Okay. The Sundance Film Festival is recognizing the national push
to
stop sexual harassment.
That was a Freudian.
That was horrible.
It's like National Hip Tasting Day. The national puss and sexual harassment.
We pass our online tests all the time.
We do.
Right. We don't harass anybody because we don't really interact with anybody.
That helps.
There's that.
Yeah.
It does help.
Yeah. Oh, it completely helps.
Right.
I don't know how I would do it if I was younger.
It, in fact, eliminates the problem completely when you do not interact with anybody else.
It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We don't have to deal with all that sexual harassment being put on us
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
Everybody harassing us, assaulting us,
all
kinds of sexual misconduct
all the ladies used to do to us?
Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
Crazy around here.
Yeah. So we don't, thank goodness we don't have to put up with that anymore.
Right.
Now, the Sundance Film Festival recognizing
National Puss.
the national push.
All right, push. I'm sorry.
To
stop
sexual harassment, assault, and misconduct. They are taking action. The Utah Attorney General's office is teaming up with the festival and police to offer a hotline where anyone can report any conduct that goes against the festival's code of conduct.
Like,
like drunk celebrities at the Sundance Film Festival.
You'd think there is already a number you could call.
Yeah.
Bigamy?
No, this is a Sundance Film Fest.
Oh, okay.
It is bigamy.
There's no
bigamy
there.
Park City, right?
But there might be some bigamists in Park City.
Yeah. This is all the celebrities.
Specifically
there.
For the Sundance Film Festival and the festival's code of conduct. This hotline will be manned 24 hours a day. Complaints will be investigated by police and personnel from the Attorney General's office.
They'll be manned and womaned.
Oh, they will.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hotlines will be womaned.
Stop being so sexist.
Call him up. Well, what are you wearing?
Oh, you dropped the puss line, Craig. Come on.
Violations that are verified could lead to being expelled from the festival and criminal prosecution. So, you know, there's an extra number now that you need to call.
Once again, has this stopped?
Not just the police and tell them, hey, there's this stuff going on that shouldn't be. The police says, yeah, we'll look into it.
Has this stopped flirting in general? Is flirting? We don't, like I said, Nick, you're in an office the rest of the day. Do you flirt with the old ladies?
No.
Okay, you're married too, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
They flirt
well, I'm not
with
really
you?
Like a, not like a, somebody, do they anybody's flirt? Anybody's trying to catch or anything.
Do they flirt with you?
No.
No?
If there's any flirting, I don't really.
Yeah, we're totally out of touch here.
I'm more of a guy
if
who's
I see
just
a woman,
like, I hate to
if I see a woman in this building at all, I'm going to the bathroom. And it's in the hallway, and it's a nod, maybe, if I know them. It's TV. They don't look at you. TV never looks you straight in the eye. At least the girls don't. No, but
they're not allowed to.
That's true.
You can feel them going, ew.
Yeah.
And you can't blame them.
Right.
So I just saw some hot girl in the hallway, but she doesn't work here. So I'm allowed to say that, right?
I don't know.
You saw it. Did you look in there?
All I saw, I don't know. Can I say all I saw was the back of her head?
Yeah. She's well on the right.
I don't think you
That's
can say
dicey
that.
Territory.
Well, because it was
through a window.
Yes, it was through a window.
I saw her in the hallway.
Make it less creepy.
I walk past her in the hallway, and I go in the bathroom. Craig's in the bathroom because we meet there about 9:30 Central Time. And I said, there's a hot girl in the hallway. I said, more than that. I said,
that was the gist of it.
I said, check her out.
Paraphrasing.
Right. But once again, it wasn't a coworker, so is that allowed?
I
don't know.
I know.
I'll have to check the online test.
All right.
As long as we don't tell anybody.
Right. Yeah.
And it's just between us.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell these guys off the
air. Is it okay?
Well, it's not illegal to say somebody's
stare
attractive, is it?
At the back
no,
of the
I'm joking.
Hand.
Well, listen, we're joking, obviously. But, but I want to know, and I still want to know this, if you're willing to call in, if you're a guy in an office or just a place of work and you're not a creep and you're not a back rubber, not that guy. That guy's always been a weirdo. I'm talking about the guy that maybe just flirted once in a while. Are you afraid to even do that?
Yeah.
Innocent flirting, are you afraid of?
Have you dialed that way back?
There's a guy in my office that flirts. He hasn't really dialed anything
okay
back.
Okay, all right.
But I also work for a small company, and they haven't, like, with this whole, like, national puss, they haven't, like, pulled everybody in and been like, hey, this is going on. Nothing like that.
Well, smaller companies don't have to have HR. That's
right.
That's a law. Yeah. Bigger companies have to have HR. We have HR, obviously.
Yeah. A woman is trying to sell a Dixie cup.
Full of what?
Full of Elvis.
Ooh.
Not full of Elvis.
That stays around.
From Elvis's first concert.
Did he touch it?
He drank from it.
No.
They've got pictures of him drinking from a paper cup, and she says it's this one.
They have to take DNA from that? DNA
I don't know. It's up for sale on the eBay. A woman named June took the paper cup from Elvis at his hotel in Tulsa.
Elvis fans.
After Elvis's first big gig in 1956, she neatly flattened the cup and kept it in a box with an autographed photo of Elvis.
And can you do a DNA test without removing all the DNA?
The cup, I don't think so.
Well, somebody's
the cup comes
buy
with
this.
A letter of authenticity and a notebook full of supporting research, including a few pictures of Elvis holding and drinking from the cup.
That's the key. You got a photo of them.
Damn, but it's a Dixie cup, and there's thousands of that one.
They kind of look the same.
At the same time, I guess people are buying it generally, and so she's hoping to get over $1,000 for this thing.
I'm sure she will. If it's framed nice, why not? Elvis freaks are Elvis freaks. They're like Beatle freaks. They'll spend money.
You can't frame it, though, because you'd squish it.
No, he did. They flattened it. She said she flattened it.
Yeah, she flattened it. She should put it in a nice display.
Well, it could be. Nice little shadow box or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
The notebook of corresponding evidence? Yeah, that's the nerdiest notebook.
That's the only notebook?
No, the cup.
Oh, yeah. How about I worked there, here's a photo, and I got the cup.
That's it.
Right. Yeah. It's down in my jungle room.
Yeah.
The DIY Network apparently has apologized after somebody on the show Texas Flippin' Move.
Oh, I've seen these are a couple. I think it's a mother-daughter.
Tony Snow is this woman's name? It's Tony with an I?
It's a mom and a daughter. I've seen it.
And they
I haven't watched it.
I think they're mobile homes.
Are they?
Because they're all on the same site, and they redecorate them, and then they auction them off.
Got it.
Really?
Yeah. I watch Building Off the Grid more now.
And then people get to move the mobile homes, or they have to live there?
No, I believe they're moved.
Okay, they get to move them to the mobile park of their, the trailer park of their choice.
Right. Of their choosing, yes.
What's the point of buying a mobile home if you got to leave it where it is?
Good point.
Yeah. But you see them with flat tires all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But you could if you wanted to.
Even then.
How does this make the cut on a TV all that's
right.
edited?
Tony Snow used the term Jew us down to refer to bargaining.
I apologize to the Jews.
Used it as a verb. You don't do that.
During the season 7 finale, Snow Sisters school bus flip.
Wait, it made the air? They left it in?
Apparently, it made it in. The recent, according to
the DIY Network,
they told People Magazine in a statement, on a recent episode of Texas Flip and Move, an inappropriate comment unfortunately made it past our team.
So, whoever the editor, producer, director, who is ever responsible for that, probably didn't think much of it.
No, they probably agreed. Like,
or turned their head for a second and missed the line.
I talk like that all the time.
There's such a thing called niche marketing. What you do, you find out what you do better than somebody else, and that's what you market. That's what you advertise. That's what you do as a small business, and then you get the reward of success. People come back to you. They like what you do. They like the service they get. And they don't ask me. They might try to Jew me down on a price. That's fine. You know what? That's free market as well. They come to me because they know what we offer and they trust my advice.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Did I? All right.
Yeah.
I apologize to the Jews.
That's an Oklahoma lawmaker, right? Is that Oklahoma lawmaker? Oklahoma.
And producer of Texas Flip and Move.
That might be one of my favorite clips of all time. The pause. And did I? Oh, yeah.
Did just, I?
And the nonchalant, did I?
I know.
Like he does it all. He's not like, I did?
No.
Like,
the fact that somebody had to get in his ear.
This is why I like it. I clapped it, I believe. I don't believe this guy.
I apologize to the Jews.
It was a split second. He goes, did I? Oh, okay. I apologize, Jews. Next. Okay. Yeah, whatever.
There. Got that out.
To all the Jews. I apologize to all the Jews. So this woman, I can't believe it made the cut either. You're right.
And she she told a buyer who bought a refurbished school bus for full asking price.
Has she had to rig anything up in this bit yet? You know, because when you're flipping houses, there's a lot of stuff around there you got to rig up a little bit. And I want to hear what she said there.
Yeah. I apologize to the Jerrys.
She said, you're not even going to bicker a little bit, Jew us down?
Man.
Wow.
The editor missed that completely?
Yeah.
Did they lose their...
The network did not indicate whether any action will be taken against Tony or anyone else.
Well, the woman who said it is her own life. She still has a business, but they could take away that show, you know.
Right. Apparently, I guess it just depends on who cares.
Right. Yeah.
Depends on how well the show does, too. If it generates a little revenue for
them, true.
It's going to stay on.
That's true. They left Duck Dynasty on well after the old man went crazy, hating on everybody. You know?
At the very least, they could maybe negotiate her price down.
Yep. Well, they could rig something up for her, you know.
And then after they renegotiate her contract, I'd like to get her comments. I think she and I work for...
How'd that contract go for you? How'd that contract go for you?
Do she and us work for the same company?
I don't think...
Not technically.
No. That's all Subscription Interactive?
Yeah. Okay. Technically, that's a different company.
It is a different company.
Different division.
Right.
We don't have a name for our division.
Did I? What did I say? Okay.
That's so crazy. It made it to the air.
That's the crazy part. That the Oklahoma lawmaker, that's live on like Oklahoma C-SPAN or something. That's how we got that, right? That's public record right there.
I think the official title for us in the company is the guys in the corner in Omaha.
Right.
That's what they call us.
I don't think they know we're in the corner.
No, they probably don't. But they may have heard from somebody. You know, mid-level
we are
management.
In the corner.
Yeah.
Maybe they've talked about that. Can we put those guys in the corner? Like, they're already there. Huh? Yeah, okay. There. let's leave them there.
Right.
So apparently there was a controversial cannabis sex party in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jamin Johnson, owner of Speakeasy Vape Lounge and Cannabis Club.
That's Jamin.
Jamin Johnson says the party he hosted was indeed legal. He said more open relationships, exchanging of partners, stuff like that.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Where is this?
Colorado Springs.
Okay. That's kind of a conservative town, so you know it's full of freaks.
That's right? The thing. So many people are griping after the fact.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe you guys did that. That's a horrible thing to do with everybody else.
Why wasn't I told about it ahead of time?
Was my pastor there?
Yeah, exactly.
People visiting the club. Now, this is a private club, and that's the key to the whole thing.
Right. Okay.
People visiting the club usually, you know, just spend their time rolling doobies, smoking weed, and playing video games. However,
got my Kiss records on.
Yes.
Jeez.
However.
Quoting Cheap Trick right there.
Jamin Johnson said various groups have approached him over the past few years to find a way to mix pot with sex.
Yeah.
He checked with Colorado Springs officials on legality. They said, well, I guess it's legal, and the party happened. People found out afterwards, and some people were outraged and disgusted.
If you don't, then don't go.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to.
There's a woman in this town who's, a senator, a state senator from this town, who's up in Lincoln, or down in Lincoln, excuse me, bitching about boob bars. Then don't go.
Yeah.
Don't go.
Yeah, but it ruins everything within 10 miles of them.
Don't go to the boob bar. Or show your husband your boobs once in a while. That might help. You might not have to go then. I shouldn't say that. We want to see them all.
But don't. Maybe he's going to cleanse his palate.
Whatever.
Do a better job at competition.
Right. Show them to me. She ain't bad looking. That's why I was surprised she's against boob bars.
What's the name of that?
I've never understood people who are that much into everybody else's business. Who cares?
Right.
There's probably more than one.
Especially not. She's like, she's a member of the House, the State House.
God.
Don't go to, I don't like these. Well,
some people just hate when other people are having fun.
Thank you.
Well, they're not doing it right.
Yeah.
Speakeasy Vape Lounge and Cannabis Club, Todd.
No, there's a bunch of conservative organizations that are based in Colorado Springs.
Oh, yes. That is a
focus
conservative.
On the family. Is that correct?
I think so. Yeah.
Did they have a smoking and a horn party at Focus at the headquarters of Focus on the Family?
I'm not aware of them doing that.
If they did, they wouldn't call it smoking and horn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably just dude on dude.
That's right, because it didn't the who was the former head of that? He might not even resign.
That's the guy who was getting massages from.
He used to run down to Denver, up to Denver to get serviced by some
Ron
get
Reed
some
dude, or something.
Get his zinger from a muscular masseuse. Right?
A zinger and some meth.
Right, all that.
Yeah.
What's that dude?
In the morning.
Yeah, he lost a huge church, and then recently after that, when they caught up with him 5 years later, he had a church in his garage. Remember that he was trying to make a comeback. With like four parishioners
and
a masseuse table.
That's called a cult.
Yeah, that was a cult. I got to get four guys to give me $40.
Ted Haggard.
Ted Haggard.
Yeah.
Haggard.
He's long gone.
That was the dude.
Yeah, what a creepy
Yeah, he's long gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. He was probably.
It was meth.
Time.
Yeah, it was meth.
He ended up coming back and having his own trying to come up with his own shirt.
Yeah, it was. It was in his garage somewhere.
Something lunatic. Yeah. It was something crazy like that.
He would get a meth release, basically.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Like, hey, we're doing it just like we did last time, but now more meth and dudes.
That stuck with the tape.
How much meth and how many dudes can we fit in my garage?
Yeah, it's the same. We're worshiping the same thing, which is more meth than dude. That's funny. Nick Allen, could see him being funny tonight, too, if you'd like, in Lincoln at Duffy's. Yeah, with our buddy Richard Reese. And also, you'll be the Funny Bone tomorrow night and Sunday night. And all week long all week is our buddy Craig Peters, who called earlier.
During
Craig,
our communion,
join us tomorrow.
We pretend Christ is made of meth.
And Cat Williams joined the program, too. He called. He's got a new Netflix special out right now. It's called Great American. He was very, very cool. Great America, excuse me. Check it out with Cat Williams. Tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook broadcast, podcast is available, Stitcher, iTunes, and all of that. Check it out.
Andrew Zimmern will join us tomorrow.
Yes, he will.
As will Craig Peters.
And Craig Peters, you and us. Come on back. We'll see you then.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks for listening.
And good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.